The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Join us now for the Bible Institute of the Air. Welcome to another broadcast of the Bible Institute of the Air, coming to you from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. Today we present another in our continuing series of studies from the book of Proverbs. Our teacher today is Mr. Jesse Boyd, who until the time he went to be with his Lord, served as a member of the Bible faculty at Bob Jones University.
Thank you, and greetings, friends. Would you turn your Bibles with me, please, to the book of Proverbs, chapter 22. Today we're going to consider verses 17 to 21. And these verses begin the third major division of the book of Proverbs. If you just let me review with you just a moment. The first seven verses of chapter 1 gave us a preface, the introductory summary of wisdom. And then in chapter 1, verse 7 to chapter 9, verse 18, we have the first major division, which constitutes a hortatory appeals of wisdom, lessons on wisdom versus folly. The second division, chapter 10, verse 1 through chapter 22, verse 16, was a collected Proverbs of Solomon. And in these Proverbs, right and wrong conduct are contrasted. Then part 3, chapter 22, verse 17 through chapter 24, verse 34, we have recorded supplementary words of the wise. These chapters include a prelude and the precepts and a proscript. And part 4, copied Proverbs of Solomon. Chapter 25, verse 1 through chapter 29, verse 27. And this was the work of the men of Hezekiah. And then the last section, we have some appendices. Chapter 30, verse 1 through chapter 31, verse 31. We have the record of the writings of Agur, of Lemuel, and the virtuous woman. Now today, we're going to consider the prelude to the words of the wise, chapter 22, verses 17 to 21. This prelude includes, number one, a call to hearken, and number two, a challenge to apply. The call to hearken is in verses 17 to 19. Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips, that thy trust may be in the Lord. I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. And in this call to hearken, there is first of all an appeal, second, the reason for this appeal, and third, the purpose of this appeal. Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise. It is always proper to give ear to hear God's messengers. Over and over again in the Scriptures, we read such statements as, O earth, hear the words of the Lord. The Lord hath spoken. God who spake has spoken. And we're to give ear to the words or the precepts of the wise contained in this great book, the Bible. We're to apply them to our hearts and apply our hearts to a knowledge of Jehovah God. Now, of course, the heart is the seat of our affections, our emotions, and our volition. And in considering the words of the wise, we are to make application to true knowledge of God as revealed in His Word in our hearts. Then in verse 18 we have the reason for this call. It is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips. It is indeed a delight. You see, the blessed man delights in the law of the Lord. And if we delight ourselves in the Lord, He gives us the desires of our hearts. And how are we able to delight in what God says? By doing what? Hiding His words within our hearts, applying our heart to the wisdom of the wise. Not only that, but they shall withal be fitted in thy lips. Having God's word hidden in our hearts enables us then to give forth a testimony that will reach others with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then verse 19 gives us the purpose of this call, that thy trust may be in the Lord. Solomon says, I have made known unto thee this day, even to thee. So, the words of the wise are words which causes us to trust in Him. You see, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And when a person gives a hearkening ear to God's Word, it results in faith, belief, trust in Almighty God. And so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Our trust is not in the philosophies of men. Our trust is not in the religions of the world. Our trust is not in ceremonies and rites. No, our trust is to be in the Lord. And the Word of God is given to us, including these precepts of the wise as contained in this portion of the book of Proverbs, in order that our faith may be in Jehovah God, who gave us His Word. So there's a call to hearken. Then there's a challenge to apply. And in these verses, verses 20 to 21, there's an appeal, the reason for the challenge, and the purpose of this challenge. First of all, notice the appeal in verse 20. Have not I written to thee excellent things in counsels and knowledge? This, of course, has reference particularly to the chapters that follow, which contain the precepts of the wise, or the words of the wise. These excellent things are the precepts of wisdom. There are 30 of these great precepts in chapter 22, verse 22, through chapter 24, verse 22. These precepts are of the highest value. They go far beyond mere human wisdom, for you see, they are excellent things. The Scripture tells us that we are to be able to distinguish those things that are excellent, and we're to adopt them, we're to believe them, we're to meditate upon them, we are to appropriate them. These counsels and knowledge that comes from God, far more excellent than any wisdom or philosophy that comes from man. And so the writer says, have not I written to thee excellent things? Have not I given these excellent things to you in counsel and in experimental knowledge of God? The reason for this challenge is in the first part of verse 21. He says, I did this that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth. Now, we're living in a day when folks don't believe there are absolutes, and that in this matter of religion, this matter of our spiritual relationships, we cannot have any certainty. But the Word of God tells us that there are absolutes. We can be certain about certain things, and we do have words of truth. You know, it makes a lot of difference, folks, what you believe. How you believe determines how you behave. And the truth is the only thing worth believing. And God has taken great pains to see to it that we have the truth. And this truth is embodied in the 66 canonical books of the Bible. These words that are contained in the Word of God are words of truth, which together constitute the Word of truth. But not only that, they are words of certainty, and we can trust the Scriptures. Peter says we have a more sure word of prophecy, that we would do well to take heed as of a light that shineth in a dark place. And we do have a great prophetic word, the Bible, from Genesis all the way through Revelation. And its message is a message of truth with certainty. And it can be believed. And the person who believes this word is a person who knows God as his Savior and is able to walk in the midst of a world with a real testimony for the Lord. And of course, that brings us to the purpose of it all, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee. In other words, I have written to you excellent things. I have written to you these precepts of the wise, which are of highest value, the value of which is far beyond any human wisdom. I've done this in counsel and knowledge. I've done it in order that you might know the certainty of the words of truth. And then the great purpose is that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send thee. Simon Peter tells us in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. And there are those who come to us and challenge the truth that we believe. But when we have taken hold of truth in our hearts and in our minds, from the counsels and knowledge of God, we're able to give a faithful testimony to those with whom we come in contact in this world. God help us to hide God's Word in our hearts and minds, that we might bear good witness for Him.
You've been listening to another lesson in our continuing studies from the book of Proverbs on the Bible Institute of the Air. Today's study was by Mr. Jesse Boyd, who served as a member of the Bible faculty of Bob Jones University. We trust that the timeless truths taught in these studies, recorded by Mr. Boyd during his earthly ministry, will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. Join us again next time for more helpful studies on the Bible Institute of the Air. This program is a production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.